Listening to Senator Inhofe, and right now it's time for our community connection part two. Today we have Jason Hur, who's in, and you're running for city council here in Bartlesville. Reacquaint everyone with your handsome self today.
Oh, thank you very much, Tom. Well, my name is Jason Hur. I'm a candidate for the Ward 2 seat on the Bartlesville City Council, and that's going to be in the November 3rd election coming up next week.
Yeah, right here, just a handful of days away. How's the campaign been going for you so far?
It's been going great for me, Tom. I've been busy knocking doors and handing out door knockers and talking with folks. This morning I had a coffee at Jude's, so it's been a busy time the last couple of months.
Indeed. And what have you learned most from talking with potential voters and constituents?
So I think from a city perspective, I think I've got a lot of folks in my ward, would be my constituents if elected, feel the same way that I do about the city council, that they just want the city to maintain what the city does and stay within that lane of the city charter, and they just want to live their lives and not be impacted by city decisions, and they want to be able to have the same healthcare decisions that they've always had.
Okay, very good. So as a candidate who has an incumbent, have you felt like you've really had to really work it hard in order to get the name recognition first and then getting the word out about your candidacy? How's that been working? Because a lot of times with a newcomer, it seems like they have to run a lot of miles.
They do. You know, it's interesting. When you have an incumbent in place, when you think about state representatives or senators or even national, on the national stage, those names become very, very prominent. I found it pretty interesting that folks don't really know who their city councilors are necessarily. So one of the things that I've talked about briefly on my little Facebook page is I think a lot of folks feel the way that I do. I've never given much consideration to city council. It's always been kind of an afterthought. I've always kind of focused on the big elections, the presidential elections or the Senate elections and things like that. And then city council has always been kind of an afterthought. You know, when folks in town are on city council, name recognition is a big deal. My name in the community isn't as big, I think, as some of the prior counselors. So I have had to really work hard to introduce myself to folks and that sort of thing. But by and large, I get a lot of questions of, well, who's the incumbent now? and that's no slam on my opponent necessarily. I think it's just the mindset of a lot of the citizens of Bartlesville. They aren't aware.
Should the voters choose you, what do you hope to bring to Bartlesville beyond the status quo?
What do you mean by the status quo, Tom?
I mean, what do you want to do to improve?
Oh, so my biggest thing that I want to do for Bartlesville, I want to work really hard on improving our priority jobs in the community. I think we've done a great job as a community investing in what I call lifestyle businesses, restaurants, retail, that sort of thing. Done a great job bringing in stores like, I'm sorry if I'm giving out free advertising, but bringing in stores like TJ Maxx and Petco and some of the other things into town. You know, Ollie's going into the old Kmart building and some of the other stores over there, the Belk outlet. Those are great investments that the community's done, and I think we need to do a good job now of making sure that we've got priority jobs here that can help sustain those businesses as well.
Very good. When we talk about industries that we'd like to bring into town, retail, of course, and restaurant are good. Are we looking for perhaps maybe manufacturing jobs, or are we looking for other kind of businesses, maybe tech?
So I think Bartlesville has a really good core competency in the energy industry.
It does.
I think manufacturing is a nice subsidiary industry to oil and gas. There's a lot of manufacturing things that go into
industry,
that.
Yeah.
I think Bartlesville would be able to support that very well, and I think we've got a great plan with the use of the old Siemens building on the west side of town, being able to recruit some manufacturing companies into town and allowing them to get acquainted with Bartlesville and set up their businesses either out at the industrial park or whatever other land development areas that they want to put their business in. So I'm pretty excited about that, honestly. I'm excited that the BDA is doing that. I think Mr. Wood's already done a great job in getting a company here that's going to have $1 million impact on our community. So I'm pretty excited about it. And just last week I read that the VA is going to open a clinic here in Bartlesville,
Down
the road.
Yeah.
That's another area of core competency that I think Bartlesville has a really good shot at, is in the area of healthcare.
Well, with that, we're going to have people doing what our good friend Maria Gus always says, it starts with a visit. Well, you come to a doctor visit and you say, well, here's Bartlesville. Wow. Oh, okay. I didn't know that was there. I didn't even know right. Bartlesville was here.
Right.
And it's a good introduction to our community, I think.
Yeah. And I'll give a perfect example. My my mom is a vet, mm-hmm. and she goes to the VA in Wichita all the time.
Oh, boy.
She lives over in the Ponca City area, so mm-hmm. she finds that to be the most convenient rather than coming over to Muskogee or down in Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. She's pretty excited to see if Bartlesville is really a place that she might be able to come to get some of her care mm-hmm. from a clinical perspective. So I think a lot of people from outside of Bartlesville are actually going to be drawn into Bartlesville and really have a chance to see our community firsthand for the first time for mm-hmm. some folks.
And this is a question that I've asked a lot of people that are running for city council. One of the things that I guess came up also in the forum, would you be opposed to putting a use tax on things here in Bartlesville, or would you like to keep away from that as we always have? I think we're the only city that doesn't have one here.
Yeah, so the use tax usually comes about as a matter of online purchases. Mm-hmm. I think our community very much would benefit from something like that. I can't believe that Bartlesville is one of the few communities that doesn't do that in the state of Oklahoma, so I'd love to see that. Anything that we can do to improve our tax revenues goes right back into our community. It goes right back into our streets and bridges. It goes right back into our infrastructure, clean water programs. I mean, it's a tax worthwhile.
One of the other questions that came up at the, I think it was the League of Women Voters forums, kind of been to a lot of them here lately.
Yeah. Well, by the way, congratulations on the forum that you hosted for House District 11. That was really well done. I was impressed. Good job. Sorry.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, that's okay. Nice knowing the meds worked. Get my age. Oh, yay. But one of them was about community partnerships, whether they be private and city partnerships.
Yeah.
A future in that direction. Do you see Bartlesville as, you know, maybe up to like what Edmond and a few other communities do?
Yeah. So in the League of Women Voters forum, mm-hmm. the specific example of the YMCA in Edmond came up. Uh-huh. And that's a beautiful representation of a public private-public partnership, if I can get all of that out of my mouth, where everybody in the community benefited. The city benefited, the YMCA benefited, the community benefited. It was a really, really well thought out and well executed mm-hmm. Partnership. So I think from a city's perspective, it would behoove us to look into those things to make sure that you know, that it's not slighted one way or the other, but the entire community as a whole benefits from those types of partnerships.
Indeed. We do have a little bit of an increase in COVID-19 cases throughout the state, and we even have a few active cases here in Washington County and a few right here in Bartlesville. Now, Governor Stitt has left this up to the communities to decide for themselves. Right. If elected to the city council, where would you come down on the possibility, only on the possibility, of a mask mandate?
So I've been saying this from the very beginning of my campaign. I do not endorse mandates. I believe in the people to be able to make health care decisions for themselves. It's right for themselves. I don't believe that they need five guys or five women, however the makeup should be on the city council, mm-hmm. telling them how they should be making their health care decisions. Mm-hmm. So I firmly believe that the purpose of government and the role of government is to make sure that they are adequately informed with clear, unbiased, and easy to understand information. I think once informed, people will make the right healthcare decisions for themselves and their community.
Very good. Now, Jason, this is where I say get up on the stump, because you get the last 4 minutes here to just tell everybody why they should vote for you on Tuesday.
I don't know if I can go for 4 minutes, but I'll give it my best shot.
All righty. Well, I'm not going to keep a time clock like we had at the forum.
Okay, very good. So the last time I was on the show, Tom, I encouraged our voters to go out and really get to know who they're voting for. This is a big election. It's a presidential election year. There's a lot of things to vote on this particular general ballot. Make sure that you understand not just the party that your candidate might represent, but understand their values and what they're trying to bring to the table. You know, my position is I want to protect the civil liberties and religious liberties of my community from government overreach from a city government perspective. Mm-hmm. I want to bring that to the table. I also want to increase Bartlesville's economic development opportunities, whatever I can do from that perspective. So I'm working with the BDA, finding public-private partnership opportunities, things like that is great. I'm also very interested in infrastructure. I think we've done a great job in our parks and recs. I think the city council bringing in Unity Square was a fantastic addition to our community. I'd like to see a little bit more of that, but my focus really is going to be on jobs and job development.
Very good. We could always use a few more jobs. We could always use a lot more jobs because jobs, of course, is what makes a community stable.
Yeah.
And, it, of course, it strengthens the tax base and everything else, too. And it it keeps people occupied.
Keeps people occupied. Well, you know,
not that I have a brother-in-law that's, you know, kind of, you know, never mind.
What's the old adage about idle hands?
Yeah, there you
go. So we need to stay busy. We need to stay occupied. It benefits us and our families from having the ability to bring in an income. Yeah. It also benefits our community from having a stable tax base so that we can invest back into our community. So it's got to be an all-around effort. You know, the flip side of that is we want to have good jobs that have stable housing here as well. So making sure that we have stable housing where people want to come, invest in our community, live in our community, work and play in our community. That's kind of my focus.
Jason, before we leave here, you're pretty well invested in the community. Your family lives here, been here for a while. Tell us a little bit about your Bartlesville situation.
Sure. So I moved to Bartlesville in late 2002. Yeah. I always make the joke that ConocoPhillips is what brought me to town in 2002. It's my wife that keeps me here. I met my wife in 2007. We were married in 2009. We now have four kids.
Wow.
So we are very, very invested in our community. We love Bartlesville as our home, as our community, Bartlesville schools. We love our Bartlesville schools. And we just want to do what we can to help us prosper.
Very good. And once again, if people want to get a hold of you, maybe they have a question or maybe they want to do a little campaigning for you here on this last weekend.
That. Thank you.
By golly, you can only wear so many pairs of shoes before you wear them all out. How can they get a hold of you?
Best way is probably by my email. My email is jasonher4ward2@gmail.com. So jasonher4ward2@gmail.com. Or you can always give me a call on my cell phone. It's 918-766-6800. 66. That's a lot of sixes, but I had to get something I could remember. So,
boy, I wish I had that kind of pull with the telephone company back in the day. I want to thank you very much for being our guest, and good luck to you in the election.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
All right, thank you, Jason. Right now it is 9:46.